estamos bien, hacemos muchas medidas, yo estoy haciendo, por ejemplo, el doctor Mahirado, el 5 de enero de 2013, su nombre es Hightower Clyde, es H-I-G-H-D-O-W-E-R space C-L-Y-D-E, date of birth is 10-14-1937. Please cover the primary care physician details from page 1 of December 20, 2012. Please check if you can not be in the graph for visiting of follow-up. Please check if the colleagues in the graph. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Clyde in our card evening today. Please as a nice, sorry, Mr. Hightower in our card evening today. Please as a nice, he's a very pleasant 75 years old African American gentleman. The problem is a significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, anemia, and serious disorder. He's also status post right above knee amputation due to gangrene and necrotic ulcer. Sorry, necrotic ulcer. He's in our cardiac today for a follow-up regarding diagnostic investigation for a cardiovascular evaluation. Please go for today visit. The patient was complaining of pain in his left leg at his ankle joint and his knee joint and also in between. Period. He also complained of chest discomfort and frequent or episodic shortness of breath. He denies any orthopneumatism or tendinitis. He denies any lightheadedness, disease, lightheadedness disease or vertigo. He denies any palpitations, recovery, risk of taxes, or risk of sudden loss of question. He denies any lower extremity swelling or skin color change. He's following with his primary care physician regularly. He's compliant with his medication. Period. No sorry, of past medication, number of habitation, period. No number of diabetes, medicine, period. No number of hyperlipidemia, period. No number of chronic anemia, period. No number of nutrition, period. No number of serious disorder, period. No number previous history of pneumonia, period. No number. Sorry, next paragraph, past surgical history significant for right above the amputation on September 18, 2012 due to gangrene and necrotic ulcer. Period. Also significant for center venous catheter. Period, next paragraph, social history. The patient was a smoker. He quit recently in 2012. However, had a chronic history of smoking. He denies the alcohol using an illicit drug. Next paragraph, allergies, the patient allergic to lisinopril. Patient allergic to cannabis medications. Number one, nitrostat 0.4 milligrams Q5 minutes times 3 PRN for chest pain. Patient number lactulose. Ten grams over 15 solution. As needed for constipation, period next number. Artificial tear solution. Period next number. Doc or colase 100 milligrams caps.
Hello?
Twice a day. Period next number, antacid 500 milligrams. Twice a day. Period next number. Vitamin, our house supplements, three times a day. Period next number, cyanotap.
Don't
interrupt them. 8.6 milligrams twice a day, period next number, silver statin 40 milligrams, QHS, period next number, calmoseptin, that's C-A-L-M-O-S-E-B-T-I-N, moist ointment, period next number. Hydrocodone 10/325 milligrams. Four times a day, period next number. Ferrous sulfate 325 milligrams. Once a day, period next number. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams. Once a day, period next number. Aspirin 81 milligrams. Once a day, period next number. Vitamin C 250 milligrams. Once a day, period next number. Metoprolol 50 milligrams. Twice a day. Period next number. Famotidine. That's FAMOTIDINE. 20 milligrams. Twice a day. Period. Next. Paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs. Vital visit. Blood pressure is 110/69. His pulse is 64 beats per minute. Regular. His weight is 110 pounds. And his height is 6 feet 5 inches. Will you please cover the normal physical finding? Temperature. Except that the patient has a right above the knee amputation and is currently on a wheelchair. Period. Please go back to the social history and add the patient is in a nursing home.
It's a follow-up for your test results.
Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Number one, EKG done on January 24, 2013, showing a ventricular rate of 60 beats per minute in a normal axis and sinus rhythm with PVC. Otherwise, indeterminate EKG. Period. Next number.
Okay.
Lower extremity arterial PVR done on January 21st, 2013, showing an ABI reading of 1.50 on the left side. Period, next number. DLCO done on January 24th, 2013, showing a DLCO of 70% predicted. Period next number. Myocardial stress test done on December 20, 2012, showing moderate size, moderate to severe, unspecified fixed defects consistent with infarction in the territory typical of the proximal to distal RCA period. Also, there appears to be a small mid to distal mild fixed defect involving anterior septal and anterior apical segments consistent with breast attenuation, but a small area of infarction cannot be excluded. Period. Next number, carotid ultrasound done on December 20, 2012, showing percentage diameter stenosis in the bilateral carotid system. Period. The bilateral vertebral artery demonstrates anterograde flow. Period next number, aortic iliac double ultrasound on December 20, 2012, showing no evidence of aneurysm. However, there is evidence of calcification noted in the aortic wall. Biphasic right iliac artery waveform, SMA and celiac less than 70% stenosis based on velocity. Period. Copy the rest of the diagnostic investigation from page 3 of December 20, 2012 chart. Period next paragraph, assessment and plan, number one. Coronary artery disease screening. The patient has a multiple risk factor for coronary artery disease. Here, on today's visit, the patient denied any symptoms of chest pain. Period. His recent stress test, which was done in December 20, 2012, showed moderate size, moderate to severe, and specified fixed defect considered with infarction in the territory typical of the proximal to distal RCA. Period. Also, there appeared to be small mid to distal mid fixed, mild fixed defect involving anterior septal and anterior apical segments consistent with breast attenuation, but a small area of infection cannot be excluded. Period. Currently, the patient denies any chest pain, so I will continue with the conservative management with the medication alone, and we'll follow up with him for re-evaluation, and we will consider a left heart catheterization if the patient starts having symptoms. Period. Meanwhile, he is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number.
I have issues.
shortness of breath. On Tuesday, visit the patient denies any shortness of breath. However, previously, the patient was complaining of shortness of breath. His recent transatlantic echocardiogram, which was done on October 13, 2012, showed a left ventricular systolic function of. Low normal end with a ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. However, this show mild aortic dilatation at the levels of the sinuses of valvular root. Also mild dilated at descending thoracic aorta. We'll follow up with him regarding this matter. Monitor him closely for any changes. We ordered to repeat the echocardiogram to evaluate for any changes in this finding. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage upon the repeat. Next number, peripheral arterial disease. The patient has a history of a right above knee amputation done in September 2012, secondary to gangrene, necrotic ulcer. He has multiple risk factors for peripheral arterial disease. His recent ABI, which was done on January 24, 2013, showing an ABI reading of 1.30 on the left side. However, the waveforms are abnormal. On today, the patient was complaining of left lower extremity pain, and he's stating that the pain was the same pain that he had on the right leg before the amputation period. Due to the multiple risk factor, his symptoms and the abnormal finding in the ABI, the patient was scheduled for brief angiography to be done on February 27, 2013 for a better visualization of his lower extremity arterial vasculature and also for intervention if required. We'll follow up with him after the procedure and the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Next number, AAA screening. Due to the long history of 50 years tobacco use, the patient has multiple risk factors for abdominal aortic aneurysm. We recommend one time life screening for AAA with aortic ultrasound. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow up visit. Patient's number hypertension on the visit, blood pressure is 110/69, which is well maintained. He is to continue the same medication regimen. He is to strictly follow total of adenine and continue to monitor his blood pressure reading. Therefore, the patient's number carotid artery disease screening. On today's number of physical examination, the patient was found to have a carotid artery bruit. His recent carotid ultrasound, which was done on December 2012, showed 30 to 50% stenosis in the carotid artery since in bilateral repeat. David denies any symptoms of dizziness or lightheadedness. We'll continue to monitor him closely for any changes. We'll follow up with him in the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently on simvastatin. Preventing him to continue on statin therapy and to follow up with his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and receive a target LDL of less than 70. Next number, David Smith. The patient is a non-diabetic. He's to follow up with his primary care physician regarding tight glycemic control and target hemoglobin A1C of less than 6.5%. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for now supervising the care of Mr. Hightower. Please have a phone number for him to call any questions or questions at that time. We'll see him back in our clinic in 2 months or so necessary. Meanwhile, he's expected to continue seeing his primary care physician as a good of his care. Please, thank you very much. 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 Please, thank you very much.